Welcome back, and in this lesson, we're building a vinyl heat style Reese patch layer in Ableton Live 12 for that old school jungle and early DNB vibe. The goal here is not just a huge bass sound, we want something that feels a little dusty, a little worn in, a little like it came off an old sampler or late night rave tape, but still clean enough to work in a modern Ableton project. And that balance is the whole point. In drum and bass, the bass line is often the hook, the energy, and the thing that makes the drop move. So today we're going to build it in a smart way. Clean sub underneath, moving Reese character above it, and enough grit and motion to give it that classic jungle tension. Open a new Ableton project and set the tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range. For classic jungle energy, try 170 BPM. For a slightly more modern pace, go 174 BPM. Either way works fine for this lesson. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Vinyl Heat Reese. Start simple. Drop in a short MIDI clip with just one note. Use a note like F1, G1, or A1 depending on the key of your track. Keep it short at first, maybe a quarter note or even an eighth note, because in DNB, space is part of the groove. If you already have a breakbeat loop, even better. Turn that on now, because bass always needs to be judged against the drums, not in isolation. First, build the sub. Load operator on the track. For the sub layer, keep it very basic. Use a sine wave on oscillator A, and ignore the extra complexity. We want clean low end, not a buzzy sound down there. Set it low in the range where it lives in the sub, and keep the volume sensible so you have room for the rest of the mix. If needed, add a utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub mono, which is exactly what you want. This is one of the most important habits in bass production. The real weight stays centered and stable. Now let's build the Reese layer. You can do this on a second MIDI track, which is the easiest beginner approach, or inside an instrument rack if you already like working that way. For now, let's keep it clear and simple with a second track. Load Waveitable or Analog. If you use Waveitable, start with a saw wave or a saw-like Waveitable on oscillator 1, then another saw on oscillator 2. Detune them just a little. If you use Analog, do the same idea with two saw oscillators and a small amount of detune. The key here is restraint. We are not making a giant super saw trance patch. We want a Reese that feels slightly unstable, slightly vibrating, and a bit haunted. That's the old jungle character. A good beginner starting point is small to moderate detune, maybe around 5 to 20 cents total between the oscillators. Keep the attack fast, almost zero, so the note starts immediately. Release can be fairly short if you want tight notes, or a little longer if you want that rolling tail. Now shape the sound with a filter. Add a low-pass filter, either inside the synth or using auto-filter after it. Start with the cutoff fairly low so the sound stays dark. Then bring in just enough resonance to give it some attitude, but not so much that it whistles or gets harsh. This is where the vibe starts to come alive. In jungle, a good bass line doesn't just sit there. It breathes. It opens slightly, closes slightly, and changes over time. That little motion is a huge part of the character. A simple way to do this is to automate the filter cutoff over one or two bars. Try opening it a little more in the second half of a phrase. That gives you a sense of movement without making the bass too bright. Now add some heat. Put saturator after the synth. Start gently. A few dB of drive is enough to bring out harmonics and make the bass feel more forward. If you want to catch peaks safely, turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you are not just making it louder by distorting it. If you want a dirtier edge, add drum bus after saturator. Keep the drive fairly low to moderate. Use crunch lightly if you want a bit more upper bite. Be careful with boom. If your sub is already strong, you probably do not need extra low end from drum bus. This is the vinyl heat idea in practice. Warm, worn, slightly compressed energy. We want attitude in the mids and upper bass, not a muddy low end. Now check the stereo image. The sub should stay mono. The Reese layer can be stereo, but keep it controlled. If it starts sounding too wide or facey, use utility to reduce the width. Wide bass might sound exciting on its own, but in a real DNB mix it can weaken the kick and blur the low end. A great beginner rule is this. Low end in mono, movement above the sub, width only where it helps. Now let's write a simple jungle style phrase. Keep it stripped back. Try a note on beat 1, a short rest or offbeat hit, then another note leading into beat 3, and maybe a pickup note before the bar loops. That kind of rhythm works really well in old school DNB because it leaves room for the break. Think call and response. The drums speak, then the bass answers. Then the bass changes just a little, and the pattern repeats. If you have a breakbeat loop going, Pay close attention to ghost notes and snare accents. Try to place your bass notes so they leave space for those details. A lot of old jungle energy comes from the bass cooperating with the break, not overpowering it. Now let's tighten the groove. Add a compressor after the bass layers and use sidechain from the kick or drum bus. Keep it subtle at first. You're not trying to pump the bass like an EDM track. You're just making space so the drums can hit cleanly. If the kick is still fighting the bass, increase the sidechain slightly. You can also use EQ8 to clean up some low-mid buildup, especially around 200 to 500 Hz if the sound feels cloudy. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Check the bass at low volume. If it still reads quietly, it usually translates better on bigger systems too. If it disappears when you turn the speakers down, it may be relying too much on distortion or width. Now let's make it feel more alive. Automate one or two things only. Maybe the filter cutoff. Maybe saturation drive. Maybe wave-eatable position if you're using wave-eatable. Keep it subtle and let the track evolve every 4 or 8 bars. One common beginner mistake is changing too many things all the time. In jungle and DNB, less can actually feel more powerful. A loop that slowly evolves is usually stronger than a patch that constantly wiggles everywhere. If you want an extra old-school touch, resample the bass. Print a 1 or 2 bar section to audio, then chop it up. You can reverse a tail, slice a stronger note for a fill, or leave a small gap before the next hit. That kind of audio editing is very jungle-friendly and it instantly makes the part feel more lived in. Now place the sound into a basic arrangement. Let the intro stay a bit filtered and restrained. Bring the bass in with less intensity at first. Then, after a few bars, open the filter more or add a slightly heavier variation. If you want a classic DJ-friendly feel, keep the intro and outro with enough space for mixing. A strong rule for this style is simple. If the bass is already huge on bar 1, it has nowhere to go later. Save the widest, grittiest version for the drop. Before we wrap up, let's cover a few common mistakes. Don't make the sub too wide. Keep it mono. Don't overdo detune too much and it becomes a chorus effect instead of a res. Don't distort the sub more than the res layer. Don't write too many notes. Bass matters. And don't forget to test everything against the drums. If you want to take this further, try making 2 versions of the patch. One clean and one dirty. You can even save them as different states in an instrument rack. Or try a quiet octave layer above the main bass for extra presence, but keep it filtered and subtle so it does not turn into a melody. Here's your practice challenge. Build a 2-bar bass loop at 170 to 174 BPM. Use a mono sub with operator. Add a detuned res layer with wave-eatable or analog. Shape it with filter, saturator, utility, and sidechain compression. Write only 3 to 5 notes total. Automate the filter so bar 2 opens a little more than bar 1. Then bounce or resample 4 bars and listen back in mono. Ask yourself 3 questions. Does the sub stay strong? Does the res move without muddying the drums? And does the phrase leave enough space for the snare? If yes, you're on the right track. So that's the Vinyl Heat res layer workflow in Ableton Live 12. Clean mono sub, moving mid-bass character, controlled grit, and just enough motion to give you that jungle pressure. Now go loop it up, keep it tight, and let the bass breathe with the break.